Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 153. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm talking about recording on a new day. I'm recording on a Saturday. Also talking about settling into the different show improvements that I've made over the past few months. And just kind of my love of using tools and you know, systems that have benefited me. And then also talking about Call of Duty Mobile, which I've gotten back into. Also, crazy dream that I had, which I had to talk. It was like such a stressful dream. And then, as always, at the end of the episode, I will be sharing with you something that I am thankful for, as I do at the end of every episode of Ray's Days. So as I mentioned, I am recording this episode a day early. I have to say that something that has never, it's so rare. I can't remember the last time this has happened, but pisses me off. It's been probably years since I've done this. I forgot to hit record on my audio recorder. And this is the second time I'm recording this episode. I was close to the end of recording this episode and looked down because there's a little flashing light. I'm like, what is that flashing light? And I see the counter not moving on my audio recorder. And it's been a while since I've had to do this. I think the last time that I forgot to record audio or something where I had to re-record was back when an old camera I was using would shut off halfway through recording an episode. And I would lose the video sometimes. It was very frustrating, and it's been a very long time since like the early days of recording The Ray Taylor Show. So the fact that I did that, I think, is, I don't know if it's because I'm recording this on a Saturday instead of Sundays when I normally record this, but doesn't make me happy. I'm glad that it happened for Ray's Days and not a movie review, because this is a much more easier freeform kind of me talking about things, and I don't mind, but still it's a waste of time, and you know, it is what it is. But mistakes happen. As I was literally just finished talking about how all of my systems are working out great, nothing's falling through the cracks, and then I look down and I forgot to hit record. That's great. My system for just hitting record isn't working. But anyway, so the reason why I'm recording on Saturday, which today this episode comes out, is March 18th. But I'm recording on March 11th. And because I'm recording on March 11th, because March 12th is an event that I'm doing, pop-up event, selling artwork, called Love Local. And it's Sunday morning, Sunday the 12th. So by the time this episode comes out, you will not be able, I'll recap it next week. But because of that, I had to shift things around. I had to, very similar to the last event I did, the 111 Night Market, where I had to get everything prepped before Saturday, because I usually prep on Saturday. This week, I got everything prepped by Wednesday. And it was crucial to get it done, everything done, the movies watched, the notes taken, all of the things prepped, show notes prepped, website prepped, all the things I do to prep was done on Wednesday. And because Thursday I paint, Friday I process all the new artwork and making of videos for the paintings that I did on Thursday, and then Saturday I'm recording. So I had to have it prepped before Saturday, didn't have time Thursday or Friday, so I had to get everything done. Thankfully, I was way ahead of watching top 5 movies, as I mentioned last episode. When I was sick, got way ahead on that, so thankfully I only had to watch a few movies to review, and I've gotten used to writing my notes in the format that I use to record the podcast, so I don't have to do as much rewriting of my notes to get them prepped for recording. So I was able to get everything done Wednesday, which is kind of, it's a weird feeling to get everything done that early in the week. And it's also weird to record on a Saturday. And I'm using those as an excuse for why I forgot to hit record on my audio recorder. But so the event that has already happened is the reason I'm recording on a Saturday. But the day this comes out, on March 18th, I will be at, if you are in the Coachella Valley, I will be at another 111 night market, which takes place the third Saturday of every month. So Saturday, March 18th, the 111 night market will take place from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's starting an hour earlier. So instead of 5 to 9, it's 4 to 9. Same location, Palm Desert Mall. It is, instead of across the parking lot from Sears, it is now across the parking lot from Barnes & Noble, but still in the Palm Desert Mall parking lot, right next to 111. If you go in through the 111 entrance to the mall, it is on the left side instead of the right side. And so I will be there next week. So if you're in the Coachella Valley, you want to support me and buy some of my artwork, I will be selling new artwork. I will not only have new paintings, as I always do, in the 9x12 size range, which I sell for $100, which people buy for $100, which I have sold many of at that price point. I will also have new paintings in 4x6, which I sell for $20, as well as a new size 6x9, which I think I'm selling for $45. So different price points, new artwork, which the last show, the previous shows I had, I've pretty much just been doing 9x12 sized artwork for a few years now. So all of these smaller pieces were from a while ago, and I've grown as an artist since making those. So I wanted to make more of those smaller sizes with where I'm at with my art today. So those will be available. I will have, depending on how many sell tomorrow, we'll have 7 new 4x6, and then I will be painting 6x9s for the 111 night market. So come by, buy some art. And if you're not local, go to inspireddisorder.com and you could buy prints for all of these new artworks from $20 for the 9x12, which is sold in 8x10 size. 4x6s are $5 for a print. And the 5x7, I think, is the size that the 6x9s will be on in print form. And those will be, I think, $10. I forget the exact prices, but go to inspireddisorder.com if you, you know, can't afford the one-of-a-kind original pieces of artwork, but you still want a high-quality print for your collection to show the world and look at yourself, then those will be available to you at inspireddisorder.com. So, 111 Night Market, the day this episode comes out. And so because of these events, I've had to adjust how I prep for the show. And everything's been going good. Everything's been going good. And I'm glad I'm not sick. So I'm not running at half speed. I was able to ease. I was so surprised how easily I was able to get the majority of everything done by Wednesday. It felt so good. Felt so weird. And I think a lot of that is due to the additions, the new way I prep for the show, going from analog to digital. I used to take handwritten notes when I'm watching movies. I used to transfer those notes onto dry erase marker boards, and now I take notes in my phone and I pull those notes up on my laptop while I record. So underneath the phone, the camera, I have my laptop with my notes on them. And I've gotten used to, after now doing it for a few months, gotten used to doing better at taking notes in the format of these new format of the shows that have restructured intros, outros, you know, having a preview, main thoughts, like having actual formats to all the different shows that I do. So I finally kind of settled into these new things that I'm doing and doing them new. And with everything that I've done, when everything started off to where they are now, like it's, I do so much more. Like I do exponentially more than I used to do a few years ago, right? When I record, when I paint, I started off with one camera recording from one angle, and that was it. Now I have three cameras recording. I edit those videos into four different types of making of videos. with this podcast. I've improved the lighting. I've improved how everything works. I've changed, gone through different cameras. And a lot of it is just getting new processes into a routine that they become automatic. And I compare it a lot to when you learn to drive. When the first time you drove, you're thinking about everything. You're thinking about the different mirrors, out what's out the windshield, what's behind you, the person that's trying to teach you how to do stuff. If you're driving a stick, what gear am I in? What are my feet doing? Am I pressing on the clutch? Am I pressing on the, what am I, like, you're thinking about so many things. And then you fast forward to, you know, not even that long after you learn how to drive, and you can go from your home to work and not think about anything. You will show up at work and, like, never at one point thought about the process of driving or directions or any of that. So that is kind of the idea I try to do with anything I'm implementing into my routines, is to get it automatic and to make those things automatic. And you only do that by consistently doing them, and consistently doing them the same way every time, so that they become automatic. And if you don't have that consistency, then you're just always going to be wasting energy thinking about those things. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of the Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus. And start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Also, ways to be in the moment when I'm doing stuff is also the to-do list that I use, the notes that I take. Like, when I'm painting, I'm not thinking about anything else but painting. When I'm recording this, I'm not thinking about all the things I need to do after this. I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm not thinking about next week. Like, everything, I've gotten so used to using my tools correctly and setting up the systems that I have for everything that I do, that, like, I can just rely on those to make sure, like, I know to use them. I know to put things in the place they need to be so that they don't fall through the cracks. As then I look down and like, oh, I'm not recording. So it's been a good week, and kind of I would only be able to do this and prepare and do these events if I didn't, like, I wouldn't be able to do these things if I didn't have these routines and these systems and everything being automatic. If I had to think about everything, it would just be way too much, and I would get burnt out so fast. It's just, yeah. So it's nice, and it makes it so I can change stuff. And I know that eventually things become automatic. So even though if I start doing something new, it will feel like it takes so much effort, but I know that eventually it's not going to feel that way at all. So, you know, everything has worked out really great. In addition to all those things, also ChatGPT, the things I use it for, I don't use it for all the things that I was initially expecting to use it for, but the things I do use it for, it is one of those tools that makes, like, it allows me to do a lot of things at a higher level, and it's super easy. So it's one of the many tools I absolutely love, and I love a tool that I can really use a lot of. And that's, you know, it's the sign of a good tool. If I'm using it all the time, then it's something I'm not going to get rid of, and I get rid of stuff that I don't use. I try to only, because I've gotten rid of everything I've owned multiple times over the years, and, you know, it's I only have tools that I use all the time. So at least that's for me. So that's kind of been my week, preparing and thinking about preparing, and thankful that I'm able to prepare and get everything done so I can participate in these events. And also because I've had extra time, because I don't really have to prepare for these events. It's just prepping for this show. I got back into Call of Duty Mobile, which, not only having free time, but also watching Hunger Games and just missing playing that Battle Royale mode on Call of Duty Mobile. It's been months since I've played. Once I started preparing to do all these shows and all that stuff, I've kind of put it on the back burner. It's just something I haven't even thought about doing. And this past week, got back into playing that, which is a lot of fun. Also, remember how much of a time waste it can be. So, you know, trying to make sure, which is another tool that I've started using a lot, is on my phone adding screen time limits. So screen time limits on all the different social media apps as well as that. So I'm reminded when I hit whatever I set the limit is, I'm reminded, and, you know, I have to go through. It's a hassle to get back in. So I've used those tools a lot, too, to make sure that I don't waste my day, because it could be so easy. I've wasted so many days, especially during the pandemic, wasted so many days just playing Call of Duty for hours, just round after round of Battle Royale. It's ridiculous. And also this week, had a crazy dream. I had a dream that, like, I was participating in an event, but I had somebody helping me. I had, like, I don't know if they were an employee or just a friend. It's not somebody that's actually in my life, but in my dream, there was this person that, like, I think I was at the event, but I, like, went to go, you know, eat food and check out the other vendors, and they held down the fort for me. And in this dream, they sold a lot of my work. So it was a good dream on that end. But the way they sold my work, they didn't use my app correctly. So it didn't keep track of my inventory, and I didn't know what paintings were sold. So I was spent the majority of this dream stressing about how I'm going to go through the thousands of paintings I have to figure out which ones no longer exist to make sure they're not on my website. It was, like, so stressful, because instead of, like, going through the app where you look up the painting number and then charging it, and then when they buy it, the app removes it from my website because they sold the one and only painting that is that item number. They didn't do that, and they kind of charged people, like, random prices, which I didn't really care as much about that. They made good money. Like, I'm like, well, at least it was profitable. But, like, the whole dream, I am stressing about how I'm trying to think about how I'm going to go through my paintings to find out what I still have. And it spent the entire dream stressing about that, which is just insane. But it, like, felt good because I need these events to make money because I need to survive. You know, if I have to go get a job somewhere, I don't know how I'm going to balance all the stuff I'm doing, right? And that's the whole reason I've been doing this stuff, is to make this my full-time thing. And I have a very low cost of living. The bar is very low for me to be able to survive. I live on very little to nothing. So despite it being a successful show where I sold a bunch of work, it was super stressful because I could not stop thinking about how I'm gonna find, I gotta go through all my work to see what's not there so I can take it off my website, or just not, and then when somebody buys a thing and it's not there, I gotta I probably just search forever. It's like, I don't know where this is. It's like lost. It was just like such a headache. So that was my dream. Crazy dream. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking for the perfect gift for that art lover in your life? Look no further than inspireddisorder.com. Our gift cards can be used to purchase original artwork from The Many Faces, a collection of over 2,000 original abstract ink portraits. These one-of-a-kind pieces make for a truly unique and meaningful gift. But that's not all. Our gift cards can also be used to purchase high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring these amazing paintings. Plus, if the recipient is a fan of The Ray Taylor Show, they can use the gift card to purchase merchandise from the show as well. So why wait? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and purchase a gift card today. Your loved one will be sure to appreciate the thought and creativity behind such a unique gift. Thank you for considering inspireddisorder.com for all of your gift needs. And now, back to the show. But anyway, let's move into what I've been thankful for this week. You know, I talked about last week the cold weather that's happening. Apparently, we're supposed to get some more cold weather in Southern California, which I love. I was thankful for, despite the fact that the winds clearly were the reason I got sick last week. But one thing that I love, especially my living situation, I don't have like a heater. Not that I need a heater. I enjoy cold weather. But something that I love, that I am thankful for this week, that probably going to be the last week I can be thankful for, I won't even think about this thing until next year, is electric blankets. I don't mind being bundled up. I don't care if it's cold inside my living space. But I love crawling into bed and having a nice, warm, toasty bed. And just being able to sleep and have like a nice, warm, toasty bed all night long. And that is what electric blankets give me, right? Because it doesn't get super cold, but it gets down to like 40 degrees, which is pretty cold. You know, you wouldn't want to be without any kind of blankets. And I only have a certain amount of blankets. So adding the little blankets, and this is a Christmas gift I got from my roommate. It is not even like four beds. It is a throw electric blanket. Like, it's small in size that, you know, you put on when you're on the couch or whatever watching a movie. But I use it on my bed. And it's big enough. I have a small bed. I have a twin bed, right? Like I said, I live very minimal. Don't have a lot. Don't even have a big bed. But it's big enough to cover most of me. And it heats it up perfectly. And it's lasted. I've had it for years now. And I use it all the time. Like I said, I love anything that I can use all the time. And it's so good. So like at the end of the night when I know I'm like getting ready to go to bed, turn it on just to make sure it warms up the bed nice. So when I'm ready to go to bed, I crawl in and it's not cold covers. It's nice and toasty warm. And I absolutely love it. And it's great. It's great. And it's the thing I'm thankful for. It keeps me alive through the winter. And the few months that it's actually cold at night, I mean, that's the only time I need it. And I love it. I love it so much. And I love any tool that I can use. And it's a great tool, I would say. Anytime I can get a lot of use out of something, I appreciate that thing a lot, right? So I feel bad when I have something that I'm not using. Like, I really don't like it. If like I've gotten gifts before and I like ask last Christmas, I got a ice maker. I don't really need ice. And I felt bad because like the only time I used ice before was when I drank. I don't really drink anymore. Drink alcohol specifically. I don't drink alcohol really anymore. So that was the only time I used ice. So like having an ice maker is like I could just get an ice tray for 50 cents and that would be all what I would need. So I felt bad having this like standalone ice maker. And I felt bad. I feel bad about a gift that I'm not going to use. But I, you know, it's like, here, spend less money. Here's two things that I could use a lot. It's going to cost you half of the amount. And, you know, I felt better. If it's something that I can use a lot, then I feel better about the thing. I don't like having things around that just sit and collect dust. So this week, I am thankful for electric blankets. Upcoming events. As I said last week, I'll recap the Love Local event. But tonight, the 111 Night Market on Saturday, March 18th, the day this comes out, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Palm Desert Mall in the parking lot across from Barnes & Noble. I will be at that event as I plan to be at these events the third Saturday of every month. All the events that I participate in, If you want to see, if you're in the Coachella Valley and want to see where you can go to see my artwork in person and purchase my artwork in person or come by and say hi, if you go to my website, inspireddisorder.com/events, you will see all of my upcoming live and local events. So anytime I'm doing something live, anytime I'm doing something local, I will post it in the events calendar so you can check it out. And I will also bring them up and mention them on this show. So that's the event tonight, and that's all I have scheduled so far. Next month, hopefully there will be more events. But either way, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation over on your favorite podcast platform by leaving a comment or rating, or head on over to YouTube, hit subscribe, give me some ratings, give me some views. Would love you if you watch this episode, head on over to youtube.com/inspireddisorder. And thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Next Saturday, specifically, for another episode of Ray's Days. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind,